IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoint.
Viewpoint.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I'm Atal, the host of this program. This series of Viewpoints is concerned with the thoughts and speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadiq. Sheikh Sadiq, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, very happy to be with you.
You're welcome, brother. And Shaykh Qasim, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the important concept of hope. In a very short speech by Imam Khamenei, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of Iran, this important topic has been tackled, that what is hope and what is the true meaning of hope. Nowadays, I have to again refer back to these very important situations that we are living in. During COVID-19, the people hope very much that the vaccination should be done and that the true medicine to this coronavirus is found. These are all hopes. Or the doctors and the nurses all around the world can help us. This is the hope that the people have. This is one type of hope. The other type of hope that we are looking for is the divine one. The type of hope that has roots in the divinity. All the people inside, I think they have a type of hope that one day something big will happen and the oppressed people, the mazlumin, the mustazafin of the people will be helped out, okay? So this is the hope that this big generation army of the people who are day by day becoming poor, becoming more oppressed, have in the world. What do you think? I mean, this hope in a savior, it has its own negative effects, I think, too. One of the negative effects is that, okay, one day, a great man will come and will implement justice in the world. So what are we going to do?
Yeah, the passiveness.
Here's the final hope. And we become passive in our lives.
Yeah, that would be one of the side effects of... Or probable side effects of believing in the ultimate savior of the world.
Yes.
But I think that this also has been warned upon by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam as well, that the awaiting or the intidar that we have to practice in the occultation of the Imam, it has to be a sort of active waiting and not a sort of passive one. So, because we have this responsibility to prepare the ground and pave the way for him to come. Otherwise, he's not going to come. And this is what happened, so far.
That's right.
So, I believe that we have to be aware of this, notion of active intidar, active waiting on Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, which is a sort of engagement in the process of preparing the way for his return, Imam's return. I want to take the opportunity here to make a very important point, which is so actually crucial for us to, when it comes to such notions, like the hope and those sessions that we had before, which is a tafakkur. Or pondering upon these things. It's very important, we've been talking about the other day about the, educating ourselves, and we talked about the ways that we can educate ourselves. I think this is another ingredient lacking from our lives, that we don't think about these things, The very reason that we're gathered here to talk about these things is that we sort of, push and encourage our listeners and ourselves before them to think about these things, to ponder upon these things. This is unfortunately what is lacking in many of our lives. Why? Because we are so much preoccupied with our daily lives, and those worldly affairs of ours, that we don't have the time to think, or we don't feel to think about these things.
That's
so
right.
I just want to...
Even the radio show that we are doing now is a kind of preoccupation.
Yeah, and that's why, and that's why that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa-salatu wa-salam, and before that, the Quran itself, you know, emphasized on the importance of, you know, thinking at tafakkur. And you know, we have these traditions that a person who think about, you know, his religion and the situation he's in is more worth, or worthier than a person who you know, just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70,000 years. A person, ibadatu sa'atin. So just 1 hour of thinking and pondering about these very important things, worth of, you know, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a long time. So I think the result that we can get from these discussions, the most important one, that first of all, we have to think about these things. And we have to put aside the time and allocate the time for thinking about these things. And inshallah, we get to the best results.
Inshallah. And the hope for one final Savior to come and help us with using our intellect and mind will be fruitful. Without that, I think it is a kind of illusion. Isn't it? We have an elusive moments in our lives, and we are very much limited to these hopes around. I mean, hope that this person or that person will help us, this doctor or that doctor will help us. I mean, the final hope, we are losing it. Sometimes I think to myself that we as Muslims, from the early morning we wake up, we replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these transient hopes around us. Is it really the mechanic who is going to repair my car? Or the doctor who saved me? Or, I don't know, is it the baker who is going to give me the bread, fill my stomach with that, the provisions? Whose hope am I leaning on? I mean, in whom am I going to trust? Isn't it all the people around, okay? So instead of one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have many gods and deities around us every day, hoping this or that person will help us. We're misplacing, I think, God in our lives, isn't it?
Of course. So this negligence that we're, unfortunately, we have about the role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And, you know, actually the reality and truthfulness, or the mere truthfulness of this world, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is, actually everything else is illusion. Okay. You know, this is what we believe.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you know, things get confused, and, you know, we change the way things must be for us. And I think the most important thing is that we do not ponder upon these things. Yes. We already know all these things. Yes. We believe these things. But since we don't care about, you know, pondering upon these beliefs that we have, just living our, unfortunately, negligent life, and we sometimes we reach a point, maybe after 20 years, after 30 years, after 40 years, that we, you know, we do not see any reality beyond, you know, the world.
We lose our hope.
Yeah.
You know, I know so many people who have become faithful, very much faithful, but after 20, 30, 40 years, all of a sudden, in one moment, they lose all their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. See what's happening.
I think it means that they hadn't had hope all along.
They had hope, but all of a sudden they're going to see, wasn't this type of hope that we had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No, it's because they didn't have the correct understanding.
Uh-huh, this is
they
point.
Didn't have iman all along, right? Because
this is very important, that's right.
Usually we think if the cause of something good that is happening is unknown, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came out of nowhere. It must be God, right? But this one, it was just doctor. It was medicine.
That's right.
That was medicine. This other thing that I don't know why happened, that is God, right? Because we have this understanding, we only have miraculous moments. Those are from God.
That's right.
But the ordinary moments are not God.
Okay.
This understanding, when you don't have a miracle, when your son is... God forbid, sick.
Yes.
When your loved one is sick and they don't get cured, the doctor can't do anything, and you don't have that miracle, so Allah must be asleep, right? So the problem here is we don't understand that even the doctor, when the doctor is curing you.
Yes.
Even then,
he is a
Allah
means.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He is a way.
Exactly. When Allah wants to do something, he does it through his means.
Yes.
Right? So that is...
Oh, that's the point. That's the point that we must not seclude ourselves from the ummah, from the people around us, okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put many of his blessings through these means, okay?
Exactly.
But the case is that, as you said, we have to correct our mindset. I mean that everything around us is a means that is getting to the final destination. I mean the source and the destination both. And I think Allah is the way too, okay? Is everything. That's it.
We have two hadith.
Okay.
I think they help with this. One is Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Araftullah bi faskh al-azam." Right. So we think this is going to happen. We're certain this is going to happen, and Allah comes in and breaks everything. Right. So that's
right.
That's one instance.
That's for right.
Where
even
Allah
even hope for a last savior to come,
yeah,
is at least under the shadow of hope to Allah. We should not,
yes,
replace the hope for
Imam Zaman. No one is going to be an idol.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the other hadith is hadith Qudsi. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَمَلَ كُلَّ مُؤَمِّلٍ غَيْرِي. Whoever puts their hope in anyone besides me,
mm-hmm,
I want to make them lose hope.
Oh.
Because you're going to know. You're here to know me. You're here to know that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all
you're
right.
In dunya to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the boss. Right? So he's going to show this to us.
That's all through, right.
And this is his rahmah, actually.
Yes.
He's showing himself to us through different means.
This is a good warning for especially the religious people. All the hope that we have must be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the means are over there. And these means
can help
us. You have
to go to the means.
Yeah, you have to
go. But you have to fix the mindset.
Yes.
Does that mean we don't get vaccinated? Does that mean we don't go to the doctor? We don't use medicine? No.
No.
We use everything.
Okay.
We do all the things that any wise person would do. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decides the results.
Yes, and helping us, inshallah. We must not lose our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have hope that one day the Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi, will reappear. And we can see at least, and we can smell the fragrance of the true divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Inshallah, may Allah help us in this regard to pave the way and prepare the ground for his reappearance. Thank you much, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadiq, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. This is Viewpoints you're listening to. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN. You can download for free our previous episodes of this program. Till another episode, God be with you. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. 'Cause I don't need anyone.